When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Amy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm in a tough situation, not sure how to handle it, so I figured I'd come to the, quote, experts.
All right.
So I'm a single mom of two boys, and a few months back, I booked a vacation for us to go to Florida and visit my mom.
Nice.
Thing is, I just realized that the trip was during Father's Day. Mm. So now their father's super mad that I'm taking the kids over Father's Day.
Sure.
But I've already booked the trip. What do I do? What would you do? Because I really don't see a compromise.
All right. So obviously, if she's come to us, and since she doesn't see a compromise, she's probably already tried to reschedule or see if she could reschedule the trip or rebook the trip without losing a lot of money.
I'm guessing. And I'm guessing.
I'm guessing no, she can't. So that's let's just make that assumption. Because I feel like the obvious answer is we'll just reschedule your trip.
Yeah. Right. Because you can see your mom anytime. But the thing, and I think if again, she can't reschedule it, she's locked in without losing a bunch of money, then make sure that, you know, the weekend before you guys leave, he's able to get the kids and celebrate properly. Mm. I think really that's the only way to do it, right?
Yeah. Or
and
bring
that way
him
on
with
Father's
you.
Day, he can go golfing or do whatever he wants to do and spend the day enjoying himself. But just make sure that he does spend like the time that he needs with the kids before they leave. Right?
Yeah.
Is that the only way to go about it?
I feel like, sure.
I mean, ideally, if you can reschedule a trip, and I'm guessing since we're here, she can't.
Right, she can't. Yeah, that's my, because that was my first assumption is we'll just reschedule it.
Right.
And let the kids be around him because obviously he values that day.
Sure.
And
wanted to spend it with the kids.
Right, right, exactly. His value for that day is maybe more than maybe you anticipated or something like that. So
yes.
All right. Does anybody have a suggestion or a story they can add, share, etc. to maybe say this is a good idea, this is not a good idea? Because to me, I feel like if you can get them on board with, all right, well, this weekend, which would be the weekend before Father's Day, like tomorrow, like make sure that he sees them this weekend, right?
Or if that's not going to work out, then when you get back.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, for sure.
And
so
maybe they can, you know, buy him something from Florida as a gift.
All right. Yeah, like a fun little Florida towel.
Yeah, a Florida towel.
Towel, yeah.
No, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, like a golf tee?
Just a tee?
Yeah.
We could probably do a little bit more.
Anyways, 502-795-1997 is our number. If you've got a comment on it, great. If not, maybe we've got this thing solved already.
Maybe. I feel like that's really the only way to go, right?
Unless you see another thing that we don't. 502-795-1997, group therapy. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, we'll take some of your calls on the way. All right, group therapy. Amy, she's our listener. She kind of messed up and booked a trip next weekend and didn't realize it was kind of an important weekend before she booked the trip.
It's Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day. And the fact that, well, her baby daddy a little bit upset that she's taking the kids and going to Florida. So what can we do about it? I mean, Kelly and I both kind of said, can you just celebrate it on another day? Is that possible? I like celebrate Father's Day on another day, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you have to do that for scheduling reasons or whatever, even if like a birthday or whatever, whatever celebration doesn't necessarily jive up with what you've got going on in your family. Angie says, good grief. Father's Day and Mother's Day are made up commercial holidays. Sounds like an honest oversight. And a parent can be celebrated on a random Thursday if there's actual adults involved.
I mean, she's got a point in a very, very, you know, abrupt sort of way. She does.
Yes.
Brian.
Another suggestion would be for next year on Mother's Day, that mother would be willing to give up her Mother's Day next year and give the father the children that weekend.
Oh, so
gotcha.
Kind of like say, hey, I'm empathetic to your loss, and because of that, not only am I going to give you an extra weekend in 2024, but in May of 2025, what would be a Mother's Day weekend, because I'm asking you to sacrifice your Father's Day weekend, I'm going to sacrifice my Mother's Day weekend next year because that seems only fair.
I like that.
I mean, that's a compromise you can offer, sure.
Yeah, I like that as a compromise. Brian, thank you, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Hey, Mindy, so what's your idea?
It's kind of the situation, but not this year on Mother's Day. All my kids couldn't be there on Mother's Day, and so we did it the weekend after, and it was no big deal.
Okay, good.
It was more important to me that they were all there.
Yes.
Because
that's a good point.
There's six of them from 32 down to 20.
Wow.
And so anytime I can get them all together is a win.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, when it is, you know. Now, is there more to play because this is a divorce situation or,
right.
you know, I don't know. You know, does he think she did it for nefarious reasons? I don't know. You know,
it sounds like she didn't, but you know.
Yeah. Now, aren't we supposed to honor the mothers and fathers in our lives on Mother's Day and Father's Day? So it's just a day. So if you can kind of convince him that, you know, the more important thing is that you're honored and that we're all together, or that you can see and be your, you know, a father and be recognized. I think that's important.
Right. Have a dedicated day. It doesn't matter what it is on the calendar.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Mindy. Appreciate it.
Now, there's a couple of people chiming in on Facebook that it could be a legal issue. Depending on your state, the dad gets parenting time on Father's Day. Mom gets parenting time on Mother's Day. So it can be more of a legal issue than an inconvenience. My advice, swap weekends with him, and you go to Florida alone. I don't know if that's feasible.
I'm looking that up. Tickets. Father's Day law state,
I guess,
of Kentucky.
Well, I feel like, isn't that like on a case-by-case basis, how they work out the custody?
Oh, are you saying, I see what you're saying. Like, I don't even know if... See, I don't think because of Amy's email to us or message to us that they were ever married, because she says baby daddy. She would have said like ex-husband.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't think there's any sort of like custody.
Well, there could still be a custody agreement, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Andrew the Love Doctor, just because it's Father's Day doesn't mean it's, you know, the other days don't matter. Just celebrate it on a different day. Sure, that's what a lot of people say. And Lisa, why do people insist on making life harder than it already is? Arrange time with dad before or after the trip. Buy him a gift card for somewhere he likes to eat or something that he likes to do, so he has plans from his kids on Father's Day. Then on Father's Day, make sure the kids have adequate time to call or FaceTime him. Done and done. Sheesh.
Hey, you know what? I think there are some great suggestions that you guys have tossed out. And plus, just looking at the Facebook comments, a ton of great suggestions as well. So maybe you're in a similar situation where you're trying to juggle getting kids together with their dad on Father's Day.
Co-parenting can be murky waters.
Right, for sure. Yes. This is a good a Facebook post to kind of take a look at and look at some suggestions on how you could maybe navigate that in your own life. So anyways, Amy, good luck. Thank you for reaching out to us. And keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.